when it's MMA go time, it's MMA lockup showtime.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Chris Matthews, alongside co-host Dennis Barger. Make sure you check out the website, MMALockup.com, or also Facebook and Twitter at MMA Lockup. On the line, we have a special guest. He's the founder and owner of Combat Sports Insurance. I'm talking about Jay Augusta. Jay, great to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world and your business.
Thanks, man. It's great to be here. Combat Sports Insurance is the only company that focuses on specifically mixed martial arts insurance and nothing else. There's a few other places who will sell insurance for MMA gyms for promotions, but on the same phone call, they're going to try to sell you car insurance, life insurance. I had a guy, when I first got into this, try to sell me insurance for my dog. MMA insurance is all that we care about. It's all that we do. We have great relationships with athletic commissions all over the country. Most of the referrals that we get actually come from athletic commission. We are the expert when it comes to mixed martial arts insurance.
Just out of curiosity, Jay, how many promotions do you think are going on right now in the United States that are not currently covered properly for liability insurance for both the fighters and the promoter?
I have a list that I know of over 50 right now, and that's not a complete list up all over the country. This is a list from mostly up in Michigan and a couple other states where mixed martial arts isn't sanctioned. So the promoters are just foregoing the insurance and have the fighter sign a waiver and hoping that if something happens that the waiver will protect them from being sued. And it won't.
So is this a new thing for combat sports, getting organizations insured? Or is this something that has just, come about?
This is what we built the business on from day one. Knew that this was going to be the goal. Worrying about gyms and promotions, that was from day one, that was the goal. And that's all that we care about. It's all that we focus on.
Tell us some of the benefits of your organization as opposed to in the past what fighters, gyms, and organizations might have had to go through.
Where I really come in handy is for promotions that do multiple shows per year, the ones that are going across state lines. If you do an event in one state, you have to learn all the regulations, what their insurance requirements are, what the athletic commission wants to see from you. And then if you cross the border, it's a completely different set of rules and regulations, a different set of insurance requirements. And that's that they're constantly changing. In the insurance industry, mixed martial arts specifically, the rates are constantly changing. With the athletic commissions, they're constantly updating the rules, constantly going through new changes, and it's almost impossible to keep up with. That's where we come in. That's all we worry about. We have great relationships with athletic commissions. We stay up to date on everything that's changed within the athletic commissions, and we don't work with just, offer just one type of insurance or one insurance carrier. It's constantly changing in this industry. So as a broker, I'm able to work through anyone who offers mixed martial arts insurance. And one of the greatest benefits is oftentimes I'll use more than one company to build a promoter his insurance policy to save him even more money, where if he would win just one company, he could be paying thousands more than if he would have contacted me.
For an organization that does not have insurance, what's some things that they could go through that you've seen in the past?
Just recently, we've heard about there's been a couple of fighters who've passed away in our community, unfortunately. And there's another one that was now in a coma. And the poor guy who's in a coma right now, I believe he even won his fight. Well, no, I'll rephrase that. He got triangled and went in the back and had seizures. But that event did not have insurance whatsoever on the fighters. The promoter was smart enough to get insurance on himself, a $5 million policy, in case someone tried to sue him. Good luck with a waiver protecting him. I mean, it's not that hard to get the insurance. It's not that expensive. And here's this guy, he was in there fighting. He got submitted by a triangle. A few minutes later, he starts having seizures and passes away. There's no insurance, none, to protect his family, for his medical bills. It's BS. I'm sorry, I'm trying to stay G-rated here, but I get pretty PO'd about this.
No, I can understand that completely. What you're speaking of, it's a travesty that pretty much, these fighters are a product. They're humans first and foremost, but they're a product, and it's like these promoters, these organizations are not protecting them. So therefore, how are you really putting back into the sport, and much less, how are you putting back into your own organization and keeping a good name for the organizations that aren't UFC?
Yeah, I mean, there's these promotions out there that are treating fighters as nothing but a commodity, you know, something that they can just replace at any given time. Who cares if they have health insurance? We'll just get another one, and it pisses me off. But, I mean, here's these guys. They're going in there. I mean, amateur fighters, they're not getting paid nothing. Most states, they can't even get a gas card to drive to the event. And the promoter won't spend enough money to take care of their medical needs, but they'll spend money to protect themselves from getting sued. I mean, these guys, they're real people with families and jobs. And they're out there putting everything on the line. As amateurs, they don't get paid nothing. They're doing out there to put on a show, to entertain, just to have fun. And there's no, these promoters are putting on events and not giving them no kind of coverage. It's not that expensive. It's just freaking, I mean, someone could come, okay, the promoter who had the insurance on himself, $5 million policy. I have it on good authority that this guy who's had the fighter passed away at his event, he had the $5 million policy on himself. I have a very good source, and I know this industry very well and everyone who's in this industry. I'm 99% sure he paid $4,100 for his $5 million policy on himself. You know, he'll spend over $4,000 to protect him, but nothing on the fighters. You know, if he would have called me, I could have got him a $20,000 policy, which would cover guys $20,000 worth of medical insurance, $20,000 worth of life insurance, and I could have gave him a $5 million policy, and it would have cost him $1,300. I mean, he could have saved thousands of dollars and, you know, protect his fighters if he would have cared enough to look into it. And instead, he got this policy that he thought was going to protect him from being sued, but it's not. I know what these waivers look like. Any lawyer can get around these things. They're worthless pieces of paper.
So basically, in your opinion, would you say that the problem's getting better or getting worse in terms of, you know, organizations not insuring their organization as well as the fighters?
Well, here's what's happening. Mixed martial arts, as we all know, the fastest growing sport in the world. There are more and more promoters getting into this every day. Now, most of these promoters are very stand-up guys who are, you know, used to be fighters themselves. So they're, you know, they're going the extra mile. Most of the promoters I work with, if their state requires $10,000 worth of insurance, 80% of them saying that's not enough. I'm getting $50,000 worth of insurance to protect my guys. But at the same time, with all these new promoters coming about, who have no experience in mixed martial arts, never stepped into the cage, never felt their shoulder pop from a Kimura, they're out there just, you know, throwing crap together, just trying to make a buck off other people's sweat and blood. And that's where the problems happen. There's so many promotions who's coming now, the percentage isn't really growing, but there's just more and more who are, you know, new to this, and they're not doing stuff correctly and not caring about the guys. It's ridiculous. Now, if you look back a month and a half ago, there was a fight in West Virginia. It was the third event in West Virginia in their history. There was a fighter who was on his traveling from Ohio to the event the day of the weigh-ins to go weigh in, get ready to compete the next day. Due to no fault of his own, he got in a car wreck and lost his life. Someone passed in a non-passing lane and hit him head-on. Now, he had no insurance. It wasn't the day of the event, so the insurance that I provided for the event couldn't do nothing. My hands were tied. I tried to figure out some way to get some life insurance to his family. It was legally, I just couldn't. But that day, starting then, now every event that I work with, I'm giving them a free day of life and health coverage on their gas for when they travel to the event, in case that ever happens again, in case someone gets in a car accident. And that's not easy for me to do. So, you know, here I am. I'm running a business, but yet I'm giving away all this stuff free to make sure that these people who I'll never meet in my life are safe, that they have life insurance, that they have health insurance. I'll never meet none of these people. If I do, great, but, you know, 99% of them I'll never speak to in my life. But, you know, here I am going out of the way with my business to make sure they're protected just while they travel. And here's these promoters who, you know, I'm going out of my way. It's their freaking events. They're not even getting insurance for their guys. That's just horrible. I mean, these guys, they could be one of my training partners or one of your training partners or one of your buddies going to go compete. And the promoter not even provide them with any kind of insurance? I mean, I don't care if they get it from me or who they get it from as long as they freaking get it. These guys are not a commodity. They're real people with real lives, and they need to be protected.
We're talking to Jay Augusta, owner / founder of Combat Sports Insurance. Jay, you seem to be very passionate about this. It looks to me as if you're doing this almost as if you're on a mission And it's not a mission of capitalism. It's a mission of spreading the sport the right way.
Well, I mean, mixed martial arts is growing, and there's a lot of holes in the safety regulations of it. And it's got to be fixed. And, if I don't do it, who's going to? I mean, the only other person I know who's working hard at trying to, you know, bring a safer environment to the sport is, you know, Dr. Benjamin, who we all know does his column on MMA Junkie. But beyond that, I don't know of anyone else who's, you know, trying to go all their way to help these guys. I mean, I'm a fighter. I've got a 12-year-old son who's been doing mixed martial arts for years. One day, he's going to be one of these people traveling to an event. If something happens, I want him to have insurance. You know, these are real people.
I'll tell you what, we've had ringside Dr. Gary Furness out of California on. He does so much for fighters that he does not have to do because he's trying to push the sport the right way. He's not going after their money. These guys aren't the rich. They aren't Anderson Silva. They're not Brock Lesnar. These are guys that are the backbone of the sport, the ones that are putting in the hours that aren't getting the FaceTime on Spike Television or Fox. These are the guys we need to be invested in. These are the future.
These amateurs are going to be the pros who we're all seeing on TV. And they have to be watched out for. It's not that they're babies and, you know, I know they're big boys and know what they're doing. But I was talking to a man the other day. He said, well, what about football? Football, they're all big boys. They know what they're doing. They get concussions all the time. Yeah, you know what? They've also got $1 million insurance policies on each and every one of them. You know, this is a sport. We're athletes. We're competing in a sport. And, you know, we're not freaking fighting in a bar. I mean, this is a legitimate sport that we're doing, and there needs to be certain things in place. Most states have those things in place, but you got these other states where they don't, and it's freaking ridiculous. A guy called me the other day. He's putting on an event in Virginia where mixed martial arts is not sanctioned, so basically anyone can go have an event, do whatever they want, however they want. He said, I know you care about the insurance. I know you care about these guys, so I just want to talk to you about insurance. I said, okay, great. How much are you looking at getting? He said, well, I'm only going to get it if you're willing to sponsor it for the event. So he called me and said, yeah, I'll have insurance if you give it to me for free. So that's the only way he was going to get it.
What was the point of that? You know, until UNICEF gets into insuring MMA fighters, I guess you're the guy to see, right?
It looks that way. I mean, I know I'm the only one that focuses only on mixed martial arts. I know I'm the only one out there that gives a free day of event coverage to cover their guys. I know I'm the only company out there where if their guys get hurt, I do the claims paperwork for them, which is a nightmare for someone to do. And here I've got 15 sitting on my desk right now I'm trying to do today. And I don't get paid for that, but it helps the guys out because half the time they don't know how to do the paperwork. Not that they're ignorant, it's just, you know, understanding insurance isn't their job, it's mine.
How did you feel when the UFC announced that they were going to provide health insurance coverage for all their fighters?
I said about time. Yeah, I mean, until they done that, I've been working on something for about 2 years now where everyone in the mixed martial arts community is going to be able to get traditional major medical insurance, but at a discounted rate. Just like, it basically be the same rates as if you got it from an employer. You know, it ain't going to be dirt cheap, but it's still a major medical plan that you'll have access to and won't cost a whole lot. I had something like this before, but the carrier I was using pretty much dropped the ball, so I had to stop offering it until I get this other deal worked out just because I didn't want to sell crap to people. Hopefully soon, it's going to be available on a mass scale to anyone who wants it. That's outside the UFC.
Well, Jay, it seems to me like we've just got to do a better job of getting the information out there that, number one, this product is available. Number two, it's the responsible thing for promoters to use. I would almost go as far as to say it would almost be nice to create a blacklist of promoters who refuse to insure their fighters.
And there it is. It's called Michigan.
It's called Michigan. Or New York. New York won't even let you have an event. But what about other promoters in other states who aren't forced to get insurance? It'd be nice just to have a list where fighters could look up and see if the promoter that they're dealing with actually provides insurance or not.
Well, this is really simple. All they got to do is ask. If the promoter says yes, they can say, let me see the summary of benefits. I've been, since this episode happened out in Montana where the fighter lost his life and there was no insurance, I've been sending letters to every gym in Montana explaining how to know if your promoter has insurance or not. I mean, these aren't letters saying, hey, I insure gyms and promotions, you know, call me, do your business. These are letters saying, Next time the promoter calls you, ask them these questions. They're very simple questions. The promoter's either going to get the deer in the headlights look, or he's going to be able to provide it very, very easily, and then you know you're covered.
Jay, we appreciate you coming on. We'll get you on again. I want to make this a common thing, and ultimately together we can document how this thing's going about. It's obviously a terrible problem that's happened and in the past, and right now it looks like you're fighting the good battle. How can people touch base with you and your website and Combat Sports Insurance?
It's easy. They can go to combatsportsinsurance.com, send me an email, jaugusta@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter, combatsportsins.
That was Jay Gusta, owner slash founder of combatsportsinsurance.com. Make sure you check it out. If your kid's going to be fighting at some type of an event, he's amateur or pro, check him out. Make sure that the organization slash promotion is insured. Make sure you check out the website, MMALockup.com, or also Facebook and Twitter, at MMALockup. More to come when we get back.
Want to get the inside on two men on the ground without going to a bar? MMA Lockup, brother. We got it all.